News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Jack made mention of Donald Trump and the battles that he often finds himself in. One of the ones that he found himself in domestically was an attempt to unwind US birthright citizenship. This was the citizenship granted originally by the 14th Amendment that said that as long as you were born on American soil, you were an American citizen. And Donald Trump wanted to reverse that so that you needed to be born to American parents, because it was seen as an issue related to immigration. Scott Lucas, professor and political analyst at the Clinton Institute at University College Dublin, is with us. Scott, politically, this will be a blow to Donald Trump.
Yeah, I mean, it's a massive blow to Trump because it's been a centerpiece of this anti-immigrant, anti-refugee, anti-asylum seeker rhetoric. And it's been a fundamental in trying to redefine what it means to be an American. In fact, the U.S. has always had birthright citizenship. It was even before the 14th Amendment. It comes from English common law. So it's something that started from England centuries ago. It was reconfirmed after the Civil War for Black Americans, because, of course, when they were slaves, they weren't recognized as American citizens. So their children were. And there really has been no dispute until the Trump years about this principle. But it's been sort of a wedge issue, using the fiction that the U.S. is being overrun by Chinese and Hispanics who use the country to have children, which is not true, to sort of whip up again this sentiment that the only good American is someone who is an American citizen, as the Trump folks define it.
And of course, the argument was that there was an incentive in the system for people to arrive to America and try to have what was described as an anchor baby.
And just let me put the facts out here, because it's important to dispel this. There were 3.7 million babies born in America last year. The best estimate we have of them is that 26,000 of them were born to mothers, or may have been, fit that definition of women who traveled to the United States or U.S. territories to have their babies. By comparison, the number of babies that were born to women who are not U.S. citizens, but who were not exploiting the system, is around about 355,000. So again, put those numbers in perspective, and you're talking again about maybe, what is it? I'm just working on the percentage here. Less than 1% of all births could even qualify for that definition of exploitation of the system, the way that the Trump administration is putting it.
And that Supreme Court ruling was 6-3 to uphold birthright citizenship. The Supreme Court has been busy as well, because they also addressed the issue, and another one of those flashpoint culture wars issue, whether or not states could ban transgender athletes from competing in school and college sports. And the Supreme Court found that they can.
Yeah, now I have to emphasize that the Supreme Court's ruling turned more on this longstanding issue of states' rights. In other words, that, you know, the states can choose what they want to do with their competitions, their athletic competitions, as opposed to this being a sweeping Supreme Court decision, which says, as Donald Trump crudely puts it and wrongly puts it, no men and women sports. But it does mean that with 29 states who currently ban transgender athletes from competing alongside women, that this will have a significant effect.
Scott, thanks very much for your time this morning. Scott Lucas, professor and political analyst at the Clinton Institute at University College Dublin. 53106. If you'd like to get in touch with us by text, that'll cost you 30 cents, 087 1400 106 on WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.